Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we're visiting with Melinda Akins. She is with Kyota Unlimited. They are involved with a couple of other groups in raising money for the Kiwash Trailhead Project in Kyota. And Melinda, first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about Kyota Unlimited and who all's involved in this project?
Kyota Unlimited was started in the late 80s by a group of citizens in town that wanted to better our community and bring economic development to our town. The Kyota Community Visioning is a subgroup of that. Several years ago, we participated in the community visioning process with Trees Forever and formed a committee to study our community and what the community needed. And one of the projects that we came up with was the trailhead.
You just received a grant for that.
Yes. We received $75,000 from the REAP program, which is through the DNR.
This, I imagine, will be a big boost to your fundraising.
Yes, this is our first big fundraising event. Not event. It's our first big fundraising effort. This will let us purchase the land to start building the trailhead on it.
All right. And what purpose will the trailhead serve?
Currently, the trail stops right between our local co-op and our agronomy center, and it's not very safe or user-friendly. So we would like to reroute the west 325 feet around the co-op and build a trailhead, which will have a nice parking area and hopefully in the future a nice picnic area as well as restrooms.
How much money do you need for this project?
The budget is over $400,000 to acquire the land, do all the earthwork, and the parking area and restroom structure.
You're continuing your fundraising efforts, correct?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, you have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we have a 5K Glow Run, which is on Saturday, October 24th. The race begins at 6:30. Registration begins at 5:30 at Lego Sacred Country Club, and it goes through the city streets of Kyota. It's to raise awareness about our project as well as do some fundraising for our program. And afterwards, we're going to have a soup supper and just have a lot of fun out there. It's really exciting. We've got about 80 people signed up already, and it's a lot of families, so it's going to be a great evening.
Wow, 80 already. That's a tremendous beginning.
Yes, we have about 25 of our local businesses who have sponsored the race, so it's having a lot of community support.
I was going to say, that makes it sound like this is a project that pretty much everybody in the community is getting behind.
Yes, we've had a lot of great support from our community as well as Washington County.
And when do you hope to have enough money to get the project underway?
We will begin as soon as we can. As soon as we can purchase the land, we will start doing the dirt work and building the trailhead. And as the funds are available, we will build the parking area and then last the picnic structure. We are anticipating that we will begin all of this in the spring.
Well, once again, why don't you remind everybody when your next fundraiser is?
Our fundraiser is on Saturday, October 24th at Lego Sacred Country Club in Kyota. It's a 5K Glow Run, and bring your family. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a soup supper afterwards and just have a great time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much for the visit.
Thank you.
Been visiting with Melinda Akins of the Kyota Unlimited Group about the effort underway for the Kiwash Trailhead Project in Kyota. I'm Tom Goodsite, KCII News.